number two of Sports Talk begins. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. And, Jimmy, we go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. We're joined by a very special guest, also a part of this incredible class that's going into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes, and we're pleased to be joined by Randy Lambert. Terrific job as the basketball coach at Maryville College. Randy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. It's awesome to be with you guys today.
Well, it's awesome to have you, and I just wanted to get your reaction when you learned that you were going to be inducted into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, I was very surprised and, of course, humbled by the honor. You know, I've been doing what I've been doing over here in Blount County. I didn't even know I was people in Knoxville knew I existed. But, it was great. I have so many coaching friends over in Knoxville. You know, guys like George Pitts, who used to be at Bearden, and Young High School, Johnny Darden, the old Carter coach, and Christian Academy, Lynn Sexton. At Farragut, guys like that I've learned so much from, and they've been kind enough to send me a player or two along the way, too. So it's quite an honor, and very, very humbled by the class I'm going in with, too.
Does it make it extra special that not only were you a star player at Maryville College, but you had such great success at your alma mater?
Well, it did. It was special. There's not too many people that get to live out their lifelong dream being a college coach and doing it in your own hometown. And it was nice to have my parents, when they were alive, Sonny and Gene Lambert, to be able to share this with them. And, of course, my family, as they grew up, had two young boys who are both involved in coaching now that basically grew up in the gym. And the Maryville College campus was a great environment for them.
Randy, it's great to talk with you. And congratulations on the honor. Very well deserved. And I'm just wondering, at what point did you recognize that coaching is the path that you wanted to follow?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I grew up and attended Maryville High School. I had a chance to play for a lot of great coaches. Bill Phillips was, I used to ride to school with him. And, of course, he was my first high school basketball coach. I had Don Story was my JV coach, and then had the honor of playing with Jimmy Campbell, playing for him in my senior year. And, you know, I guess being around those guys and seeing the passion that they had for the sport and the love that they had in working with kids, it just sort of rubbed off. One of my first coaching opportunities was with Stu Aberdeen and Ray Mears. I used to go over to the Cry School in Arden, North Carolina, and work their camps. And had a chance to be around Stu Aberdeen, who was camp director. And you know, nobody approached the game with any more love and passion than Stu Aberdeen. And just being around those guys, and I saw how much they enjoyed their work, and it made my decision pretty easy.
So, as you mentioned, Maryville High School. You then go on to Maryville College. You're a four-year starter, and then you get your feet wet in coaching. What was it like after spending time at Lenoir City High to go through the interview process and be named head coach at Maryville College?
Well, I was shocked. I thought I'd throw my name in the hat there for that job when it opened up. I was working for a great high school coach in Willie Joe Smalley down at Lenoir City. And he's sort of the one that taught me so much about basketball. We spent hours upon hours just X-ing and O-ing it and going to clinics and that type thing. And so I said, heck, I'll throw my name in the hat. And I did. And I was actually working the University of Kentucky basketball camp with Joe Hall was the head coach, and I was working for little Joe Dean. And Maryville Maryville College called me and offered me the job, and it's quite humorous. I had to take a $7,000 cut in pay to come from Lenoir City High School to Maryville College, but I knew I was going to be able to make it up in camps, and you know, we had a very active camp scene every summer, and it started with Carol Smith was running camps over there from Rome State, and Carol was running teen camps, and so he let me come along, and then we started off with the Ernie Grunfeld individual camp, and Ernie and I hooked up together there and did those at that time, and then it just all built from there, but such great experiences, and I've been so blessed to be just to be able to enjoy the sport that I love and do it with people that I've had a lot of fun with over the years.
I guess Randy Lambert, he's going into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. He retired recently as the basketball coach at Maryville College. Randy, the first few years were a bit of a struggle. Were there times you were concerned or doubted whether you could get the job done?
Of course, and that happened even 35 years into it. You're still wondering if you're cut out for it. There's always those years that you have, and certain players that tend to push your buttons and get you going. But yeah, it took a while and to get the program going and to really, you know, Division III athletics in this area took time. And what I mean by that, you know, not many people knew much about it. They heard the term no scholarships, and they thought we were basically just a club team. And I tell you what really helped me turn the program around was when I was able to get a commitment from Kelvin Richardson back in the late 80s. And Kelvin was an Alcoa High School star who went on and played at Memphis State for a year and then came back to the Maryville Alcoa area, and I convinced him to come over and play 3 years for me. But he was a playground legend. I mean, everybody knew Kelvin just because he was sort of the Michael Jordan of small college basketball. He could jump and entertain with his high flying dunks, but he helped me get it going, and then once we reached the 90s, then we were able to go on a run with 12 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances, and it just made things a little bit easier to recruit.
You won 722 games at Maryville College, and that ranked among the all-time leaders among active coaches at that time, but there was a guy named John Wooden that won 664 games. You won almost 60 more games than John Wooden. How about that?
Well, I didn't win 10 national championships, though.
Okay, I left that out.
thank you. You know, John Wooden was definitely one of those guys that, as a young, aspiring coach, you tried to mimic and do a lot of the same things that he was doing out there. You know, Bobby Knight was a tremendous influence to me in regards to not how he treated his players, but how he coached. I was a man-to-man guy, always have been a man-to-man defensive guy. And then I tell you, a guy who really – helped me out offensively in basketball was Don Meyer, the longtime coach at David Lipscomb. I used to, you know, I'd get every one of his, that's back in the VHS tapes days, I'd get all of his tapes and go to his clinics, and he ran what's referred to as the four-out, one-in motion, and we tried to copy that and do the same things at Maryville and had some success with it.
Randy, when you knew it was going to be your last season, what was it like to see that team fight the way it did and just finish as strong as they did, not only winning a conference tournament, but also to end the season in the NCAA tournament?
Well, it sure makes your decision to leave a lot easier, I can tell you that. You know, I didn't want to be one of those guys that they said or they would say, oh, he stayed in it too long. He, you know, he just didn't get it done in his last few years. And so I was very fortunate to have a group of guys in my last year that we lost our center third game of the season to a torn ACL. And you just don't replace good big men on our level. And so we had to revamp our whole system there. We got away from the four out, one in, and just sort of went five out because we didn't have a true center. But those guys sure made it easy for me to know it was time to leave. And I was very fortunate that 39 years at the helm at Maryville College, and was able to coach a lot of great young men, also able to work with some tremendous assistants along the way. And I'm very happy that my assistant at the time, Raul Placeres, who played for me, brought him up from Miami, and he ended up being with me for 8 years and as an assistant, and has taken the program over. And he will do a great job. There's no question. He works at it. He has the passion, and he understands what it takes to be successful at Maryville. He was a student along as a player at the college, so he'll do fine. And I'm, you know, that's what I'm doing now. I'm watching my boys coach. My older son coaches. He's a head coach at Loudoun High School in baseball. My younger son is an assistant at Maryville High School basketball guy, and so, you know, it's time for me to sit back and watch them do the things that they love to do.
How different was this past season in not doing everything you would normally do to build up? I mean, 39 years coaching the Scots, and I'm just wondering, how did you handle the first summer and fall where you weren't preparing for an active season?
Well, it was tough. There's absolutely no question about that. I struggled with it. I needed a team to coach. I really missed didn't miss the bus rides. Didn't miss the feeling that you have after a tough loss. Didn't miss the grind of the season. But I did miss the interaction with the players, you know, that smile on their face when they know that they finally got what you've been trying to tell them to get for a long time. And I missed that part of it and missed the time that you spend with coaches, just talking about the team or about any of the world's issues in the office. I just missed that time, but you know, I'm doing okay. I'm going to stay busy. I can tell you that. That's just my personality, and I hope to continue to do something that gives me a purpose out there. I think you need that as you move on through your older years, but I'll continue to serve in some capacity, whether it be as a volunteer at the college, a volunteer within our community. But I'm going to keep active, I can assure you.
I guess Randy Lambert, he's going into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. His 722 wins, the fourth most of any coach at his alma mater. Randy, I do want to ask you this. How do you know when it's time to retire?
You know, I can't answer that. I think everybody has to answer that within themselves. You know, I felt like it was time. You know, it got to a point where, you know, 39 years, and I probably spent 25 of those driving the bus. The last 14, we were fortunate enough to be able to lease our buses, so I didn't have to drive, but being Division III and being called up in this area where, I mean, the closest school is 3 hours away. And so every trip takes time, and a lot of overnight stays, and I'd had enough of that. Still loved the practices, still loved the preparation, watching tape, and, you know, maybe somebody will see that they need a little help in that capacity, and I can help them in that way, but I'll stay involved in some way with the game. The basketball is a great game, and I'm so happy that Coach Barnes has put together a very competitive program, and that gives us somebody to watch. I'll continue to watch Coach Placeris at Maryville and watch Coach Eldridge and young Coach Lambert over at Maryville High School. So I'll have plenty to do, but I can't tell you when it's time to quit. I feel good about quitting when I did. And so, you know, I can assure you there's plenty of things left in this life, I hope, and will continue to serve as best I can.
What is more challenging, preparing for a game or preparing a baccalaureate speech, which you gave last year?
Hey, no question. Baccalaureate speech, I was out of my element. I can tell you that. You know, I is one of those things that, you know, they ask you to do it, and, you know, the students have requested it, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't turn them down. And so I elected to do it, and was so relieved when it was over. You know, I'd much rather prepare for a game. I'm a little bit better at, and I probably should admit this, but I'm a little better at attacking a 1-3-1 zone defense than I am reciting a scripture from the Bible.
Coach, in looking at your footprint, Maryville High, Maryville College, Lenoir City High, Maryville College, too bad there's not some sort of frequent mileage travel for 321 or 129, right?
Isn't that the truth? I tell people, you know, you look at my resume, and it's basically right here in East Tennessee, but I tell them I got real adventurous at the young part of my life, and I moved all the way down to Lenoir City. And because at that time there just wasn't many rental properties in Lenoir City, I rented a house in Loudoun. So I had to cross the old bridge from Loudoun into Lenoir City every morning and go back at night. The Lenoir City Loudoun football game was always a big Friday night in the fall there. I never forget one Friday morning. I'm going into school, and the Lenoir City guys, no one Loudoun was coming to Lenoir City for this game. They had put a big sign up on the bridge, and a classic. It said, "Does your liver quiver when you cross the river?" Yeah, a lot of good people in Loudoun County. I can assure you that there's just so many good people down that way.
Well, that's fantastic, Randy. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Congratulations again on your selection for induction into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. Well deserved, and thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you all, John and Jimmy. Always great to spend time with you guys. I really appreciate what you do for this area.
We appreciate
you.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Coach.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. See you.
See you. Coach Randy Lambert, 39 years as the head coach of the Scots.
Going in as part of this year's class in the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. And, Jimmy, this year the ceremony is going to be a little different.
It will be. It will be on TV. It will be televised due to the virus situation. We can't pack 800 to 1,000 people into one venue. And it will air July the 21st. It will be from 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll do it within a one-hour time frame, and you've mentioned this before, but I think it's a terrific class, and we hope that folks will tune in to honor the inductees.